Hello everyone and welcome back to my podcast And Life Goes On. So in this episode, I'll be just talking about my journey in 2020, which has been such a beautiful year. I'll also talk a little bit about the ego mind and how spiritual awakening works. Albert Einstein, a little bit about him, not much. And life goes on. So, the year 2020, I think this has been till now the most miraculous year that I've ever experienced in my life. You know, the thing with miracles and what I've learned this year is that you really will never get what you want, because what you want, you know, the things that you think that you want, your wishes, your dreams, they are usually not for your highest best. They're not for a life that is really to your soul's full expression and full potential. So when you allow to just let life be, because everything that's happening around you is really not with you, but something that's happening for you. Now, I understand when you're stuck in a problematic situation, we don't understand why this is happening to us. Why is that not happening? Why is this thing not happening? Why is that not happening? Now, I can say this now, but I think these past 2 years, all these things that I have prayed for, and I did not really pray for, a lot of material gain, but really just very simple things that were really big. A lot of things that I prayed for, I see that those things are coming true. So the things that I was praying for the most, I think for these past 4 or 5 years especially, was happiness. I really remember praying every day, every single night, that please God, make me happy. Make me feel happy. Feel happy, you know? The thing with happiness is that you really do not understand what happiness is. Most of us, we really don't know what happiness is. So as soon as we get an achievement, we trigger our own fears. We trigger into things that are not really making us satisfied. And the reason behind that is that we're not really in touch with our soul. We're not really in touch with ourselves. We are in touch with the people. We're in touch with what society is telling us, what people have told us we are, what people have told us we should or should not do, what people have told us that we can or cannot do in life. So these things add up to your happiness, and those are the deciding parameters, you know, achievements, going out, being so and so. So, I think last year, 2 years back, something like that, or last year, I had a huge show in Germany, and I helped choreograph and, you know, plan the entire thing. And I remember really feeling like a star that night, because I was really on the center of the stage, and, you know, I was getting all the attention and appreciation and everything. So technically, that should have been the best night of that year or that moment. But I remember going back home and then facing certain situations that really made me feel terrible, terrible, horrific that night. And I remember lying alone in my bed, crying with my face covered with a pillow so that my voice does not get out of that room, my own room. And because I was so scared of crying out loud, of even expressing my own emotions because of the situations that I was in. And I remember still writing in my diary that today was the best day of my life, but why do I not feel happy? What is happening, God? God, please make me feel happy. Make me feel happy. And after so many years of, you know, wanting to feel happy, wanting to be somebody, wanting to be something, wanting to be somewhere, wanting to be something, The reason that I realized why I was really never happy doing anything that I've done. And technically, like if I just talk with my ego mind, because I have lived in a lot of ego, I can show you my achievements and you would think like, okay, wow, you've achieved so much and still you're not happy. But I really wasn't. I really was not happy because there are two reasons why most of us are not happy. Because the things that we want are usually not what our soul needs. It's what our ego wants. So it is really what satisfies our ego, that goal, that achievement, that bank balance, that job offer, this degree, that degree, something A, B, C, D, X, Y, Z is all what our ego wants. So what we do is we feed our ego. And when you feed your ego feels satisfied for maybe a moment. Okay, that is a very short moment. But your soul is still not satisfied. And the only way to satisfy your soul is with love. And love is again something that is not on the outside, is always on the inside. So it's inside you. Now, of course, the understanding of ego, I think like it went step by step. So I'm recalling everything because I really want to feel grateful for where I am, you know, and because I think it took a lot of blessings and everything is planned. God, I think like I'm watching that movie. What is that weird Hindi movie? It's called Ajnabi. Where there was this password where Bobby Deol puts this password, which was called Everything is Planned. Please don't watch that movie. Or maybe watch, you know, you can get a good laugh. Okay, anyway, where was I? So, yes, yeah, so I really think that everything goes according to a plan. Now, when I have started to awaken spiritually more and more. Now, what really spiritual awakening is? Spiritual awakening, like I discussed in my last episode, is really just understanding that you're not your body, you're not what society is, you're not this money, that achievement, that goal, that ego, whatever. You are your soul and you are an infinite being. We keep coming here, we keep coming here, we keep coming here till the time we realize that we are our soul. And the only reason why we come in this three-dimensional reality called Earth is so that we can relive our experience of love that is there locked inside our souls. So I remember when I started awakening, and one night I was just sleeping and I suddenly started getting all these thoughts and things about life. And I was like, okay, what is happening to me? Where am I getting all this information from? And then I figured out that, okay, this is just inside me. And yes, now I do feel a lot of connection with angels and, you know, other beings, but and it's seriously, it's beautiful. But the first step of spiritual awakening is letting go of the ego, is shedding of the conditional beliefs that our society tells us that it's time to be settled. And you know, if you should be settled at this and this age. And by settled, we mean that you should have a baby, or you should be married, or you should have a job. You should not be studying anymore. You should not be doing this. You should do this and you should not do this. There is a huge list of shoulds and should nots. Now, as long as you keep focusing on what people are telling you to do, what people think you should and should not do, and you know, you keep cribbing about it, you keep complaining about it. You're complaining because there is still a part of you that believes in those people, that is still believing that what these people are telling you is the truth. Now, when you really awaken spiritually, that is when you look inside you and come closer to your soul, you understand that what these people are telling you is not important because your happiness is locked inside you. All the love that you're looking for on the outside is really just inside you. Everything that you want, every answer to every question, every problem, every anxiety, every depression, every stress that you're facing, somebody's facing, everything that Jesus has said, everything that Lord Krishna said, Everything that Guru Nanak Dev Ji, everything that Albert Einstein said, it was all spiritually inclined. Everything is the same. And when I say these things, I really mean it. And I was relating to spirituality with the theory of relativity by Albert Einstein. So Albert Einstein always was very curious about how light works. He did have some other papers also, which were more famous, but he was still very, 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 very curious about the working and functioning of light. Then he got into the functioning of time, and when he came up with the theory of relativity, he figured out that time, as we say, is absolute. Okay, 1 second for you should be 1 second for me, but it's really not absolute. Everything is relative. Now, spiritually speaking, this three-dimensional reality that we are living, this is a relative world. So my reality will always be different from anybody else's reality, and everyone else's realities will be different from my own reality. But, however, the place that we come from, our soul comes from, is an absolute reality. And the only reality in that absolute world is love. And that love is unconditional love. It is not conditional, it is unconditional love. That love does not come with labels or, rights and wrongs and do's and don'ts and shoulds and should nots. It never judges you for taking decisions that, you just did out of whatever your own understanding at that point. That love is unconditional. And in order to experience that love, I don't know how much should I emphasize. And the more I emphasize on this, I don't think I can ever emphasize enough. It's very important to meditate. It's very important to take time in an entire day, change the atomic habits that you have, the smallest of the things that you talk about, the people that you talk to, the music that you listen to, the food that you eat. Everything has to be for you to nurture this vessel that your soul is living in inside this life. Because understand that we are infinite beings, and at the same time, we live in multiple paradigms. We have multiple we existences in terms of time, in terms of past, future. So we are all living the same and different realities at the same time. So it's really this understanding of how infinite your potential is, and all you have to do in this lifetime is to just be you. So when you come closer to your soul, the best thing that would happen to you is the understanding of love. Now, this understanding of love again would begin with you, would begin with how you need to be loved. That starts with, how you need to take care of your body, how you need to take care of your skin, of everything, how you need to nurture your soul, people who are nice for you. Then it goes, slowly when it works on the interior, it begins working out on the exter on your exterior also. Like then it would go on to following your dharma. Now your dharma is the purpose of your life, which Gita also talks about. Even Guru Granth Sahib talks about it. And it says that your dharma is something that is there inside you, and each one of us has a dharma or a purpose. And we nothing in this nature, because you see everything around you, every small microorganism or a huge organism or a plant, everything has a purpose to serve. So similarly, when you are born, you also have a purpose in this life. Each one of us have a dharma to fulfill. However, the discovery of dharma begins with the discovery of yourself, begins with the things that you love, begins with loving yourself. Because when you begin to love yourself, you would not want to do things that you don't love. Because you understand when you're doing things that you do not love, you're really investing a lot of time not loving yourself in a way. And loving yourself takes courage, because this is that's what love is. You can either live in love or in fear. So when you begin to live in love, you really have no fear, because you're like, okay, fuck you, but I love myself. So I'm gonna follow what my heart says. I'm really gonna do what makes me happy because I love feeling this way. And following your rules, doing what you want me to do, is not making me feel happy. So really go inside, spend more and more and more time with yourself, and that's when you will discover who you are. Now, because I speak so much about letting go of the ego, now it's not just me, it's even in Bhagavad Gita, it is there in Bible, it's what Jesus spoke about, and it is there in Guru Granth Sahib also. They all talk about not living in ego, because ego is something that nobody needs. We do not need ego at all. Now, I was very shocked when I was reading this book called Think Like a Monk by Jay Shetty, because that was the phase I think when I was really new with my spiritual awakening and I was still discovering. So I read this chapter about ego, and he spoke that how ego works in two ways. It's not always, being super proud and thinking, "Oh, I'm always right. Oh, you don't know anything. I know everything." That's one way of how ego represents itself. The second way is what really shook me was the victimization mentality. So when you feel like a victim, when you feel that, oh my God, things are happening to me, oh, I'm such a victim, I'm such a poor person, oh, nobody listens to me, my children don't listen to me, my husband doesn't listen to me, my boyfriend doesn't listen to me, oh, this thing happened, this happened, that happened. Now, this is all victimization. That victimization is ego. And really, I was so shocked. I remember just sitting there in a park and I just kept my book aside and I just held my head. I was like, oh my God, I thought only the people around me were egoistic and I was not, because I was such a victim and I was facing those things, and I was the person who was facing all the abuse and this and that. So I was not the victim. I was only, telling people how, no, I was just a victim. So how can, but then this moment when I realized that this need of feeling like a victim, or this thought where I felt like a victim, was just my ego. Oh my God, I was so shocked that day. So understand that anytime you think that whatever is happening to you, you can't change your situations, you are unable to get out of an abusive relationship. So if you're unable to get out of some abusive friendships, relationships with anybody, with your parents, with your children, with anyone who abuses and disrespects you, it's because you are still disrespecting yourself. Now, what happens with ego is ego tells you or gives you a complete ego-based target, okay? Because it wants to be satisfied by the society. It needs to be appreciated. Now, what happens with ego is as soon as you achieve that thing or you're unable to do that, your ego feels hurt. So when your ego is hurt, the next step is it makes you feel like a victim. It will make you feel like, oh, you poor baby, what just happened? Oh, it would make you call people and tell them, oh, I'm such a poor person, this is happening to me. But it will still not give you the courage to get up and stand up for your rights. Now, getting up and standing up for yourself, that is not ego, that is love. That is love for yourself. That is love, protection. That is self-respect. That is not ego. When you protect yourself, when you protect your energy, when you protect your pride, when you get out of a relationship, you do that for the love for yourself. You don't do that out of ego. So it is completely okay to set certain boundaries with people till the time you don't have that unconditional love to give to somebody. Even if you do, you should not let anybody disrespect you at any time. Now, this doesn't mean that you respond with more disrespect and somebody's disrespecting you, but then there's always a choice for you to just stand up and leave that situation. Anything that is around you is always in your hands and is always, always, always your choice. The other thing that I realized when I started discovering this ego mind of mine, I started exploring that and I realized that we do not need attachments in life. Now, Bhagavad Gita again talks about dharma. It starts with how Arjuna is confused about whether when where he's in a battlefield and if he should begin or continue fighting or not, because the people that he's fighting against are his own cousins and people that he has attachments with. Now Krishna begins, or rather ends by telling him about his dharma, that all these attachments, these human attachments, these are all based out of a very small reality. This grief, that this sorrow, everything we experience because we have attachments. We have attachments to home, we have attachments to things, we have attachments to our success, to people. That is a huge attachment that we carry. Now, every attachment that you have, all of these things pull you away from your dharma. Because if this person tells you something, usually what happens is when we are just attached to somebody. Now, again, when I say attachment, I do not mean love, because attachment is something that is only based out of ego. It is not based out of love. Love can only set you free. Attachments bind you with somebody. Now, when you attach to somebody, be it your boyfriend, your husband, your ex, or whatever, your parents. Now, as soon as these people say something that you should do this, and that is when you are loved, and this and that and that and this, you feel like, okay, you start working for it, but then you're not happy in the process of doing those things. Be it, especially in India, how things work is that, oh, you are our son or daughter, you should get married at this and this age because you are our son and daughter and because you are attached to us. Now, because of this attachment, you really leave yourself. You forget your soul, you forget your dharma, you forget the bigger reality, you forget the bigger picture that's there inside your soul, your purpose, everything. And what you do instead is you just follow this ego-based smaller reality, which says that we only live here for, I don't know, 50 years, 60 years, and you have to do things for other people because this would make them happy. But really, when you're not happy, these things would not even make the other person happy. It can never make anybody happy. So letting go of the attachments was something that I learned this year, and it is, I think, one of the most beautiful things that you can do. It also helps you to give and help other people without the attachment. Then Gita also talks about how karma works. It says that you should keep doing the work and without the attachment with the result. So when you just do the work for the sake of doing it, you're really living in your dharma, because this is something that you love doing and you're enjoying the process. So when you're only enjoying the process, you really don't care about where it is taking you and what is going to happen. Now, when you release this attachment with this particular result that you want, you release all the expectations. And when you drop expectations, my friend, is the moment where miracles happen. Now, when I look back again, things can only make sense when you look back at that. When I look back, when I was thinking that, okay, God, please make me happy. If I go back to that Tanvi and I ask her that, okay, what would make you happy? She would probably say that, pizza and, maybe some whatever, this guy and, getting married and having children, having a job, having a bigger home, these things would make me happy. But now, the things that are making me happy, I don't think I could have ever imagined that this could make me happy. And now the things that make me happy are really very small from the ego-based mind, but it's just so big and beyond my wildest dreams and imaginations. It's sometimes, I don't know, feeling the presence of an angel around me, and then just going out for a walk, for a run, getting, somebody telling me that something I did or something that I said really helped them or helps them. Now, these things are really making me happy. Or, just dancing, just being myself, just living in the present moment, working out, drinking a tea, eating good food, everything just makes me happy. However, if I go back and then I tell that Tanvi, okay, you eat this bowl of salad and now you should feel happy, I would be like, no, fuck you. You don't know what happiness is. This is not fucking happiness. You go and make me happy. That's not happiness. Now, drop expectations, drop attachments. That's what everyone has always spoken about. And because all our expectations, attachments are ego-based. When you understand with your spiritual awakening that you're not this body and you will keep coming back, you understand that it's the same with everybody else. So you don't grieve anybody's loss, you don't grieve anything. Now I understand that it's very something that you have, it takes time. I wouldn't say that it's very difficult because I think that it's easier done than said, because living in pain is much more difficult. Living in ego, living, running after dreams and this and that and still not feeling happy is much more difficult than to just be happy, than to just be spiritually awakened and realize your own truth. This is much easier. But yes, there is a process and it takes time. So you need patience with yourself. But attachments, fears, then fears are also, usually ego-based, because what is really a fear? A fear of failure, for example. What will happen if you fail? This term failure is really something that's just ego. The only thing that's going to happen is that your ego will be hurt. What will happen if this relationship doesn't work out? So instead of thinking that if it doesn't work out, it means that, okay, it wasn't meant to be because I don't want this thing in my life and my happiness and my respect is much more important. But instead, we think, oh my God, this relationship, if it doesn't work out, I don't know how will I ever live. It's so funny how we people think. And this is not how we were supposed to live. And this is really just something that we are told over the period of time with the help of these beautiful fantasy movies that we watch that are just so wrong, just so conditioned. I wouldn't say wrong, because again the concept of right or wrong is again based out of ego. So my friends, they gifted me a bathrobe, a beautiful bathrobe for Christmas this year. And I honestly did not even know that I needed a bathrobe till the time I got it. So it's the same with my spiritual awakening. I did not know that I needed this till the time I got this. So what I really need is something that I don't know. And it's the same with most of us. Whatever you're wishing for, whatever you think that you want that would make you happy, or, is your wish, or is something that should be there or should not be there, is something that you don't know if you need it or not. The only thing that you can know in the moment is whether you're feeling happy at this very second or not. At this very second, are you happy, at peace? Are you satisfied? Are you at bliss? Are you just living a wonderful, beautiful life or not? That is the only thing that you can ever, ever, ever do. So I hope that this was helpful. I hope that your new year 2021 is filled with miracles, love, and love without attachments. which is unconditional, and lots of self-discovery, realization, and beauty around you. Appreciate the good things, appreciate the smallest of things that are around you, and everything becomes beautiful. So bye bye, see you next time, take care.